New at the movies this weekend, a very R-rated comedy called Movie 43.
Truth or dare?
Yeah. See that blanket over there?
It is full of stars. It's a series of interconnected short films that follows three kids as they search the internet to find the most banned movie in the world.
But Movie 43's producers decided not to screen it for critics. We talk more about that with Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com.
Oh, man, Dimitri, it's always a pleasure to be with you, but what a weekend to be jumping in here. Of the two major releases that we're looking at, we have Movie 43, which promises to be the spoof of all spoofs, with perhaps the biggest all-star cast ever assembled for something so ridiculous. It's crazy, man. We have actors like Kate Winslet, Hugh Jackman, and Terrence Howard, and that's just a few. There are tons of big-name actors in this movie, joining the likes of Snooki from the Jersey Shore. You know, shockingly, the studio opted not to give critics an early peek at this one. Go figure.
What about Hansel and Gretel? I mean, here's a story that we tell kids. Well, they've really done something very different with it. To say gritty is probably an understatement.
Yes. I mean, I don't think in telling our kids these stories we ever mentioned machine guns or rapid-fire bows and arrows. It's a little crazy. And probably the craziest thing about it, along the lines of Movie 43, is we have Oscar-nominated actor Jeremy Renner from The Hurt Locker as the star of this film. It's, you know, making people kind of scratch their heads saying, I guess he just wanted to have a good old time or something, but it's an interesting choice for him. And again, not a lot of prodding from the studios to see this one early.
Dan, you want us to go in a completely different direction for this weekend's entertainment, to fire up the laptop or the tablet and go online for something. What do you recommend?
Go online and check out an all-new original series that's on Crackle.com called Chosen, starring Milo Ventimiglia, who people will know from TV's hugely successful series Heroes. It's six 30-minute episodes that tell the story of how an ordinary man must adapt to an impossible situation. Milo plays Ian Mitchell, a man who discovers a mysterious box on his doorstep containing a loaded gun and a photo of a stranger he must kill within the next 3 days. If he doesn't kill this man, then he and his young daughter are going to be the ones to die. It's incredible storytelling. The story is compelling, the acting's fantastic, and the suspense will literally have you on the edge of your seat. We actually chatted with Milo about what attracted him to this type of storytelling.
A good character with a great story, you know, something kind of interesting and original, and again, the format. You know, we actually shot six 30-minute episodes. You kind of line those up against any TV show nowadays and, you know, tell me the difference. I think they stand up to anything on network or cable television at the moment.
Another benefit for viewers is that all six episodes are available all at once, so there's no waiting until next week to see what happens, which Milo agrees is really the way to go these days.
Which is awesome to binge watch. That's personally how I do things. I can't tell you the last time I had, like, kind of scheduled television. Of course, like, save it on my DVR at home, but for the most part, it's like, let me just download and watch everything right now. I think that's the greatest way to do it. Like, I do that with comic books, too. I'm a big comic book nerd.
But if you do make it out to the theaters this weekend, rounding out the bevy of unpalatable choices is the action thriller Parker, starring Jason Statham, which, if you've seen Statham in The Transporter, Transporter 2, The Transporter 3, or Crank High Voltage, you've pretty much seen the movie already. I mean, there's nothing new under the Statham sun happening with Parker. Based on this past week, the Jessica Chastain-led horror film Mama was number one at the box office, with the Oscar-nominated Zero Dark Thirty and Silver Linings Playbook rounding out the top three. And considering what we're looking at this coming weekend, I really wouldn't be surprised if those Oscar-nominated films just continue to dominate at the box office.
That is Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com. He joined us on Skype. Today's movies from tomorrow's perspectives. You can check out the site at WTOP.com. Search cinema.